Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Intuitive Coaching with Amy Radio with your host, Amy Tamman. For more information, visit intuitivecoachingwithamy.com.
Hello, welcome to the program. I hope you're all doing well. We're talking values today because it will change how you go about your goals and what's on your goal sheet if you're clear on what is the motivation. And typically, that motivation is rooted in your values. And so we're going to go through and look, I'll take a step back and look at values. In case you're new to the program, I'm Amy Tamman. You can find me at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. I'm an intuitive coach, and my goal is to help you create the life of your dreams, to feel satisfied and fulfilled and joy-filled and prosperous and excited to get out of bed in the morning. And if you want more of that in your life, then consider booking a session with me. Information for that can be found on my site under Work with Amy. All right, let's talk values. I want to lead into this. I for those of you that have been following me a while, you know I'm a big Dave Matthews Band fan, and they tour in the summer. And so one of my goals for this year was I wanted to see 10 shows. And so I've been arranging travel, and I was comparing some flights. I was speaking to someone about some flights, and they gave me the information I wanted, and then it didn't feel right. Something felt a little off about it, and I said, and I want to say I am totally woo-woo. I'm totally woo-woo, oracle cards, spirit guides, everything. You know that about me. But I'm also really, really practical, particularly when I am in a planning mode. And so and my spirituality interweaves with that, but I actually had a very woo-woo moment. I said to this person, we're talking about flights now, I said, let me meditate on that and see what's going to make me the happiest. I'm like, wow, that is so woo-woo, but so true. And so in alignment with my values. For me personally, one of my values, and we're going to talk about values and we're going to go through these values, is my spiritual practice. So of course, when making a decision for something that I want, that's in alignment with a goal that I've set for myself, I'm going to go back to that. See, when we look at our values, we get a really clear picture of who we are and what matters to us. And then as a result of that, when you know what you value, you will actually be kinder to yourself about your goals. Because we can get on the achievement track, the going for it track, and we forget what led us down that path to begin with, what that motivation was. Or maybe what led us down that path, when we start hitting the difficulties, which will inevitably show up, the resistance, it really bums us out, and we take it really personally. And usually that's because either we're not in alignment with our values, or our motivation for pursuing what we want was not for our highest and greatest good. We're pursuing something out of obligation or negative motivation. Sometimes we're wanting something without clearly knowing what's behind our desires, or we feel guilty for wanting what we want. So when you know what matters to you, your values, you will make decisions about your life from a place of love instead of a place of fear or guilt or shame or frustration. I'm seeing a lot of frustration right now in my sessions. People are just... they want more. And I get it. We're in a Mercury retrograde. That is a time where things are going to move differently than they typically move. And so instead of getting frustrated, take the moment and go within. That's really what this time is. If you think about the Mercury retrograde, it's, Mercury appears to be moving backwards. So it's a time of you know, they say it's the Ries. It's a time of reflection, going within and seeing what really matters to you and why, and trusting the voice within. So as a result of knowing what you value, you will look over your to-do list, your goal sheets, your dreams, your aspirations, your quarterly reports, and you will ask yourself, you will assess whether these goals, these things that you're pursuing, these things that you want, are in alignment with your values. And particularly, if you are struggling, if you feel like things are not going the way you want them to go, or you're not finding the fulfillment that you desire, or the frustration, go back and look and see if whatever it is that you are seeking correlates to the value that you know to be true for your life. Is there a value? So I'm going to go through some values. I'm going to read them out loud to you. Pay attention to what jumps out. And if you're listening to this and you're traveling or walking or driving, your intuition's always firing. So tune into that intuitive part of yourself. Take the breath. Right before I start to read these, go ahead and start breathing deeply now. Nice big deep belly breath. Find that center. Then you'll be, as you relax, as the body relaxes, and again, if you're driving, don't go into like full meditative mode. Just feel yourself relax. And then pay attention to the value that jumps out at you. And you probably already know what you value, but you might have some surprises. The goal here is we're looking for 5 core values. And if initially you come up with 7 or 8, really ask yourself, what I found when I did this was that I had some that were very similar. They did the same thing. The value was, say it was spiritual practice and transformation. Well, I used my spiritual practice to create transformation in my life. So those were the same, essentially. And it's going to be different for everyone. So just trust yourself as you're going through this process and know that your spirit team is with you, guiding you accordingly, and your intuition is on your side. Alignment is key. It's like the magic sauce. So once you get clear about what you value and you look over at your goals and you find that matching, you know, that alignment with your values, with your goals, then you're going to see things happen a lot easier. There's going to be a kind of a realigning of your system. It's like everything will just energetically shift into place, and you'll feel a great sense of relief. And then if you do find that you're pursuing a goal that's not in alignment with your values, go back and ask yourself, well, why have I been pursuing this? If it's not in alignment with my values, why? And that's, your intuition's going to show you. It's going to show you. So trust this, and I'll go ahead and read the values now. I was the value list I use with my clients, of course, I was like, oh, I'm going to see if there's a better list out there, but I'm going to just go with the one I typically use. So take the breath. Feel the body relax. And then again, you don't have to do anything with these right now if you're in motion. If you are in a place where you can write them down, just write them down. But mainly, my spirit guides are saying read them twice. So I think I have enough time here to read them twice. I'll read them twice and then pay attention to what jumps out at you, what jumps out at you. You'll just know. It's the best way I can describe it, it's like almost like an electric current is going to kind of run through you and be like, that's it. So then write that down. And if you're in motion, listen to this program again and then write it down. Okay, so values. Achievement. Acceptance. Adventure. Aging well. Beauty. Brotherhood. Charity. Comfort. Community. Commitment. Communication. Courage, creativity, democracy, dignity, discovery, diversity, education, family, freedom, friendship, fun, generosity, God, growth, happiness, harmony, health, honesty, honor, humility, independence, individuality, influence, inner peace, integrity, intimacy, joy, justice, kindness, knowledge, leadership, learning, leaving a legacy, leisure, life partner, love, making a difference, parenting, patriotism, peace, physical activity, power, respect, responsibility, retirement, security, self-esteem, self-discipline, service, simplicity, spirituality, strength, success, support, surrender, time alone, transformation, travel, truth, using my talents, wisdom, others. So just take a breath. Take a breath. And ask yourself what my most important values are. And you can rank them if you'd like, you know, 1 to 5, or just know what 5 of them are. And then as you reflect on your goals and what you're looking to manifest, ask yourself, does this align with my values? Am I pursuing this from the highest and greatest place from within? I'll read it one more time. See, I'm going to check time here. Okay, I think I can. I hope I can. Let's go through. Achievement. Acceptance. Adventure. Aging well. Beauty. Brotherhood. Charity. Comfort. Community. Commitment. Communication. Courage. Comfort. Creativity. Democracy. Dignity. Discovery. Diversity. Education. Family. Freedom. Friendship. Fun. Generosity. God. Growth. Happiness. Harmony. Health. Honesty. Honor. Humility. Independence. Individuality. Influence. Inner peace. Integrity. Intimacy. Joy. Justice. Kindness. Knowledge. Leadership. Learning. Leaving a legacy. Leisure. Life partner. Love. Making a difference. Parenting. Patriotism. Peace. Physical activity. Power. Respect. Responsibility. Retirement. Security. Self-esteem. Self-discipline. Service. Simplicity. Spirituality. Strength. Success. Support. Surrender. Time alone. Transformation. Travel. Truth. Using my talents. Wisdom. All right, my loves. Sit with this. Meditate on it. See what makes you the happiest. And I'll see you next time. If you like this program, please review it on iTunes. And then you can always find me at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Take care.